The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ahoy, matey! This episode comes to you courtesy of the Man Grate. Man Grates are the grill enhancement system that are 100% cast iron and 100% made in America. Click the Man Grate banner at MikeOMaraShow.com for the 1999 holiday special. Revolutionize the way you grill with the Man Grate. And now, let us begin.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my gosh. Many moving parts on the show today.
I just hope we can fill 79 minutes.
It's going to be difficult. Yeah, right. It's going to be quite a full show. I hope we get to everything we're supposed to get to today. But to begin the program, it's time to reach into the mailbag.
Oh, yes.
Because, what you making? Fruitcake.
Are we doing that first?
You said.
Okay, we'll do that before we get started with our mail. We have mail to go through.
You said, right? You want to do it front.
Yeah, we have mail that also, didn't we have the Christmas card?
Yes.
Did I give you back the Christmas card?
No, I handed it to you.
You know what I got?
You took the Christmas
you
card.
You got here late.
Yeah, I need that Christmas card back. Anyway, but let's start with this. It is the Rob Spiewak Fruitcake Contest. How does this contest work?
It's
again?
The 12 days of fruitcake, Mike.
The
and what happens is you send an email to us at fruitcake@MikeOMaraShow.com. We are now on day number 2.
Yes.
We will give away 12 fruitcakes.
To keep you on your toes, we have decided to do the fruitcake contest at various points during the program. Today, we're doing it right out of the gate.
That's right, because you see, fruitcake is the most unpredictable baked good.
This the next winner sends this letter.
Yes.
Dear TMOS Santa.
That's sweet.
You be quiet.
I would love nothing more than to enjoy this world-famous delight with my family on Christmas Day as we open gifts and listen to the Rob Radio Christmas Show.
Oh, here's
a little plug for our boy Rob over there.
I do love the records.
As we listen to the Rob Radio Christmas Show, drink eggnog laced with whiskey, and end up in a drunken heap on the floor amongst the tattered wrapping paper and puppies. I guess someone's getting puppies.
Sounds awesome.
Very, very interesting. That comes to us from Doug Carlson.
Oh, Doug Carlson!
Doug Carlson.
Where is he from?
He is from Spokane, so this is early.
Yeah, well, it's not that early.
It's relatively
It would have been earlier for him if Oscar had been on time.
Hey. I'm here when it counts.
We're going to call
Doug. Yes, and sometimes 20 minutes after it counts.
See if Doug is home.
I hope he
have
answers.
Have I muted this successfully?
I believe so. You know what? He is a happening Facebook presence, this Doug Carlson.
All right, we're calling.
So I know his name.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if he answers his phone.
Let's see.
What happens? What are we, 2 for 2?
No, 1 for 1.
Oh, no.
This is our second fruitcake.
Don't get happy, Mike.
No, I'll never get happy when it comes to phone calls.
This guy's not
answer. No.
You know what? He need not be present to win, but it sure makes it better.
Folks, if you are planning on sending your phone number along.
Your call has been
forwarded. Oh, boo.
Voice messaging system.
I've got to give him
5-0.
Yeah, I'll leave a message for
please. 0.
All right. Okay.
Available. At the tone, please record.
I understand.
This lady, Chatty Cathy.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. I understand. Thank you. Hey, Doug. Doug Carlson, Mike O'Mara, you won the fruitcake.
All right. There we go. All right,
thanks. Really, if you're going to send your number, you know we tape the show at 10:30 Eastern time to 11 Eastern time, Monday through Friday. So give us a number where you can be reached at.
If you're giving 10:30 to noon.
You know, and I'm glad you did the thing with the puppies. And Rob was all about this guy. Said he's a
big Rob mobber.
Well, he's not.
That's what
he's
he is.
Not.
He's a Rob
he's
mobber.
He's not.
Who failed us?
That's on you. That is on you. That is on you. And now you have.
You know what's really great?
What's that?
When I made the chart of today's show, I predicted this as well.
That this would happen?
That everybody would turn on everybody.
Okay.
You know what's going to happen in about 20 minutes? I'm going to go punch Brian.
That's good.
Sweet.
Yes. Brian Gothier is here from the Oakton Wine Shop. And before we open up our other mail, let us introduce Brian. Brian is here
from the greatest
wine shop in the history of mankind. Brian Gothier, it is the Oakton Wine Shop in scenic, beautiful Oakton, Virginia, at the corner of Chainbridge Road and 123.
No, it's Hunter Mill.
Chainbridge Road and Hunter Mill.
Chainbridge Road and... Where's my copy for the Oaten Wine Shop?
Oscar brought it.
Hey, hey, hey. Those duties were not mine anymore.
Anyway, it's right off Chainbridge Road.
Yeah, we're right on 123.
It's 123
this
and you get off.
Every time.
Because normally I have copy
No,
at
no,
least.
Even when you have copy, you say the same thing.
I do?
Yes.
I know where the place is. I know where it is. It's easy. It's like you get off 66 at 123.
Go north.
And go north.
Yeah, third traffic light. And
you,
hang
you,
a left.
And you don't have to get into the bowels of Vienna.
That's right. Well, I hate Vienna.
You stop right at Oakton and you go. And people come from miles around and they come into the area to go to Brian's Wine Shop.
Can't miss it.
He's across the street from where Friendly's used to be.
Brian is here today. And we are also blessed with one of our wonderful business associates and our business manager, Mr. Chris Yoko, is here. And
with
Chris
a mouthful of food.
That's Chris. No, he doesn't care. And that's what I love about him.
Yes.
He doesn't give a rat's ass if he never sees that microphone for the entire 90 minutes. And that makes me thrilled. That's why he's good at what he does. No, absolutely. And you don't have to say a word for the entire show. Love that guy. God. Unlike other business people that I've been associated with for 30 years in this business.
That's right.
That's want to be stars.
That's right.
So Brian is here. And we are also joined with my lovely wife, Carla, is here.
Hello.
Miss Carla is here.
Yeah.
You know, Carla, you can move the mic to you. Yeah. To your, you don't have to move your face to the mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And mic it points up. There you go.
Oh, wow.
That's hello, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
We help her out with that
yourself.
Mic.
Nice to see you.
Hi, it's nice to see you too.
Very good. Okay, so Carla is what?
A little tense since.
No, we're just feigning tension.
Oh, really?
No, we actually had a very nice early night last night, so everything was just terrific.
There's love in there.
Pony's adjusting.
Point it up. Point the mic.
Tony, this is what happens. The microphone needs to be facing the mouth, not the chin. So help.
So it's like this. Look, Matthew. There. There you go.
He's afraid. He's afraid he might touch her.
He's probably that's intimidated.
Yeah. I haven't even had any wine yet, and it's already cruel. It's terrible. So Carla's here because Brian is here, and we will get to Brian Gauthier, who has many things to talk about, including his big event that is coming up next weekend, the weekend of December 14th, right here at the Oakton Wine Shop in the D.C. area. It's something you do not want to miss. I know Oscar's going to be there, and Rob's going to be there. I would be there if I wasn't going to see the old lady up in Boston, my 93-year-old mom.
Family's family.
But family is family. We have to do that. And let's get to the mailbag items.
Yes.
We tell you to send Vistaprint holiday cards, and I want to show you one because this is a guy who used to work for us on the show, Mark Riddell, and his two lovely daughters.
Wow.
You know, with the wine shop here, I bet he wishes he was here.
I bet he was
here. That is very cool.
I bet he does,
because it's fun.
That's a sweet picture.
He's such a dick.
Oh, speaking of pictures, quick sidebar. Quick sidebar. To get away from this guy. Yes.
And there's the Vistaprint on the other side. So that's the first holiday card we got from Vistaprint.
I got your holiday card.
Yes, with the baby's picture
in it. Oh, and you don't know, like, the fact that baby Michael smiled in that little picture.
Yes.
He looks like a little model.
Yes.
Like a little model baby.
And
wait, right on our fridge. I know you don't believe that.
I don't believe
that.
The
other picture is on our fridge as well. I might have one in my phone from a long time ago that I forgot to show you.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Do you have a picture of Zoolander on your fridge?
Zoolander's on our fridge as well.
Yeah, now, can you believe how high he jumped?
He graduated too, so we're happy about that. So thank you, and keep those cards coming. A lot of you are sending holiday cards, and I would share the 12 or 13 of them that I've already received, and all they have to do is have that little Vistaprint logo.
That's all we require.
And then I'll send them along.
Now, speaking
please,
of
no
letters.
Handwritten notes on note paper.
That's right.
During the holidays.
Yes,
okay?
Loose
leaf. Not Christmassy for me to open up, and I see the three perforations, and then make.
Now, you know, also because December 7th falls on a Saturday this year.
Yes.
Today, we can observe our fourth anniversary.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it's the fourth anniversary of the show?
Exactly.
Ladies, officially the fourth anniversary of Oscar Santana leaving his house at the same time.
I didn't want to change things, Mike.
Very good.
But we got a couple anniversary mentions. A big fan, Kiki, actually sent us some eggnog.
Kiki K?
Kiki, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know Kiki K. She's all over Facebook.
Yeah, she's a nudge. And she sent us a card, which is very nice, but also a most mysterious bottle from across the ocean.
Now, I've sampled this already.
As have I.
And this is interesting. This is from Galway Bay. It's imported Galway Bay Irish eggnog.
Oh, it sure has a lot of preservatives in it.
Now, Rob pointed out. Rob pointed out that I popped this open yesterday when I picked it up at the post office
box. But thank you, Kiki.
And it's colored with annatto. Does anybody know what annatto is? No. Brian Gothier, do you know what annatto is? You're the beverage guy.
Some a preservative, I'm a guesser. No idea. I've never heard of it.
I'll look it up.
What is, it's like white coloring.
I will tell you that
Irish nutmeg?
I sampled this yesterday, and it is not super noggy, but it's more boozy. And I liked it.
Do you remember Nagi and Boozy?
Nagi and Boozy. They did a
great
show. I think it was Wichita.
Food coloring.
They did a.
She's absolutely right.
Oh, okay.
Your wife is absolutely right.
All right, thanks.
I also.
Common sense. All right.
That's good. That's
I sampled it as well, and the flavor is good, but I think the flavor would be a lot better about halfway down.
Halfway down, yes, yeah. If you really get into it. So thank you to Kiki, and she gave you a gift
as well. Oh, this is also from her. It's a for Rob, who likes spreadable butter and very healthy. It's butter with canola oil.
Oh, very
so
nice.
So I know, Oscar, yeah. You're hungry.
Big way.
So if you want to help yourself to that, that'd be
I'll
good.
I'll take it.
But our last item, we saved the best for last.
We sure did.
If you streamers can look over my shoulder here. You will notice that we have received something from our number one fan and the greatest lady in the world, Miss Cappy Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Cappy rocks.
Cappy has made for the Christmas miracle. We asked about it. We asked a long time ago.
In passing.
I don't know what we were referring to.
But I remember.
You do?
Yes. Basically, for Christmas shows, it could get a little hectic.
Right.
And it's not polite to really just kick someone off.
Right.
But especially when it's the season of giving and joy.
Yes.
So it would be easier for us to tell somebody that their time of the mic is over by just hitting a gong.
So that's what we will, the rules for when we do our Christmas show,
yes.
When you hear this, and it's a very Asian gong. We want to thank Cappy for sending it by way of the Suzuki Music Company.
But you know what? I'll tell you why Cappy is so great. She did get it through Amazon.
She did get it through
very
Amazon.
Cool.
And Cappy, we are so grateful because, ladies and gentlemen, we have our very first gong on the Mike O'Mara
Show. And do you know that is
30 plus years in this business, I have never worked with a gong.
That's 8 feet from any microphone.
That's yeah. Awesome.
You have no idea how loud it is. I think your son enjoyed it when you clapped it this
we
morning.
We welcome you to Honorable Mike O'Mara Show.
Can you do the thing, the drummer thing, where you like just do slow taps so it builds?
It's yeah. Coming. Yeah. Bring on the entree.
Yeah.
Woo!
Wait, I gotta do that right. Hold
yeah, on. Yeah, do that right.
Yeah. I'll do that the right way.
Quit jerking around.
Yeah. Wait. You gotta stop it. There we go. Here we go.
All right.
Shh, shh. Quiet on set. I don't know if
that's
you did
my
that
better
right.
Hand.
Yeah, I guess.
Seems
that's
like you've been
the
there
strong
before.
Hand.
Thank you, Brad. Cappy, you're the greatest.
Thank you
very
Cappy.
Much for sending that along.
Yes.
We are very, very happy. And we are also sampling some early wine from Brian Gothier. We will tell you what that wine is, and we will have more fun and more tomfoolery and hijinks. And
how's
why
that?
Did I already slur my words?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
Mainly French cuisine. No, sir, Mayor Daly no longer dines here. He's dead, sir.
Private dining rooms are available. Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be 5 years. Didn't you get 5 years? No, sir, not you. And your name, sir? Rizzolo for 8 at 11:30. Thank you.
Mr. Fabulous, how marvelous it is to see you. You're looking younger than ever.
Wait, you guys can't come in here.
Nonsense, my dear fellow. My brother and I have come to dine. To celebrate my early release from the service of the state.
Seriously, you guys, the food is really expensive. The soup is f***ing $10. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Cut it out. Cut it out. No one is going to ask me to call the cops.
You wouldn't do that to me, would you, man?
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wine?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded over 21 million times. We are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Friday, December 6, 2013, technically the four-year anniversary of the show.
Well, it was 4 years ago today that we were wondering if we were about to make a mistake.
Absolutely.
So that's where we're at.
Immortal words were spoken. I'm not one of you.
That's true. And I'm still not. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by AC Lens. The time has come for glasses or contacts. See these little glasses I'm wearing right here?
Very fancy.
They're about to be updated. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to my ophthalmologist, and I'm going to go to a random ophthalmologist. I'm going to get my new prescription because here's the thing about becoming elderly. When you become elderly, you constantly have to tweak your prescription. That's just the way it works. And now I find that not only do I need help on the top of the lens, but on the bottom of the lens.
What you need are progressives.
Progressives.
That's
and
right.
They have them at AC Lens. They also have all the great brands of eyeglasses and sunglasses from names like Ray-Ban and Oakley and up-and-coming brands like Superdry and Zubug. AC Lens is your one-stop shop for all your optical needs. All purchases have a 365-day guarantee with secure online shopping, and you can also order by phone at 888-248-LENS. You heard that listener yesterday was talking about getting like $50 off what he would normally pay for
his
glasses. And right now, get 20% off and free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses with free returns on everything. Go to aclens.com and enter that wonderful code TMOS, but put a 20 on the top of it. It's TMOS20, so you can get your 20% savings. Award-winning service, free shipping, fast delivery, style you can afford, and quality you can see at aclens.com.
Yay.
They're good. All That's right, good, so and you're good. Everybody's good.
Everybody's good. Let's go. All right, there. My work's done.
All right. Good night.
We're going to start the show right now. Ladies and gentlemen from the Oakton Wine Shop, Brian Gothier, we're introducing him again.
Thank
Brian
you.
Pops in a couple of times, three, four times a year because he likes to promote his upcoming event, and we're going to let you do that right now. But before we do that, tell us what we're drinking right now.
The first wine we were doing was Tattenjay Brut. Being a celebratory time of the year, congratulations on your 4 years. A nice little French champagne to start your day
ding,
off.
Ding, ding.
Cheers, and here's to you.
There you go. Ding,
ding, now, because ding. This is French, this is literally champagne.
This is truly champagne, yes.
And I think a lot of people buy things that are, you know, American and domestic, and they call it champagne, but many people never actually drink the rest.
And you can taste the difference.
Yeah, it's great. Amazingly dry.
Brian, what is the difference between champagne and Prosecco?
The first off is the fruit. It's Prosecco fruit in Prosecco in Italy. And in Champagne, this is Chardonnay.
And when you say fruit, you're talking about the grape.
Yes, correct.
Right? So it's a Prosecco grape?
Correct.
Okay, so in a Champagne grape.
And then, well, Champagne is a blend of...
Champagne's a region,
is
right?
a region. Right. And then it's a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier is what's in this wine.
Yeah, I thought so. You know what I say, Mike?
Really?
I say champagne for my real friends and real pain for my sham friends.
Jesus.
Okay,
and we just Carla just said, "Okay, yeah, Rob,
we can't all be winners."
Okay, Rob,
she hates me.
What I notice about the bouquet,
yes, the nose,
it's got a classic champagne bouquet,
yeah,
but then it's got a much smoother kind of finish to it, right?
It's got this beautiful, like, yeasty brioche notes on the nose, and then it's just really creamy, lush flavors in the mid palate, and it just finishes, like you said, bone dry, which is perfect.
So good.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that.
Just like my sex life.
Just outside Coeur d'Alene, I think it was in the 1980 or 81.
Yes.
In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, or is it Iowa? It's Idaho.
Idaho.
I worked as a nighttime disc jockey, and my name was Yeasty Brioche.
Yeasty Brioche. It was sort of a progressive show.
Good
wasn't
evening.
It?
You're listening to the Yeasty Brioche get together.
Yeah.
We got some Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols coming up here just after the top of the hour, and the Ramones, of course, rounding out our bottom half of the hour. The Yeasty Brioche get together.
It was a good show.
Thanks for joining us.
Active cultures.
All right, who wants a muffin?
So anyway, where was I? Anyway, you've got a huge event coming
up.
Tell us all about your special.
So we have our third annual Winter Festival is coming up this next Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th. We're a Toys for Tots drop spot, and then we're also working with Luke's Wings, which is a great organization.
Oh, yeah.
Wounded Warrior Transportation Assistance Program. A lot of us know about when the government shut down, Fisher House stepped up and paid the $100,000 death benefit.
That got a tremendous amount of play.
Absolutely.
Because you know, they weren't paying our veterans, and it was a terrible situation. And a private enterprise, you know,
I don't know. You know, when the government's screwing up, and you know, it almost makes me think that we're going to give the government an excuse not to step up anymore. But it is terrific that organizations do this, like Absolutely. Fisher House. And you know how I feel about Fisher House.
Yeah, a great organization. Well, Luke's Wings actually stepped up and flew the families into Dover Air Force Base. So it's a great organization.
Wow.
They give 95 cents of every dollar raised. They give back to flying wounded warriors' families into Walter Reed Hospital, other hospitals throughout the country.
95% is unheard of.
It's
for a
amazing.
Charity.
And to me, because I've looked at a lot of the Wounded Warrior programs, they're anywhere from 18 to 25 cents of every dollar. And you're looking at some of the largest ones, so it's $95 million, and they've only given 18 cents back.
Yeah.
So when I found this organization, I was like, we got to work with these guys. They're based here in D.C. They have three people that work for them. They're coming out to the festival. They're going to be there. We're going to give a percentage of all of our sales back to them. So
that's terrific. And Luke's Wings is the organization.
Luke's Wings is one of the organizations that we're working with for this festival.
Great. That's good stuff. And you've got this is a good time for people that are maybe having their holiday parties to pop out, because you got all your specialty stuff out there.
We got wines for holiday parties. We got wines for gifts giving. We have gift baskets. We have everything that you need to go for your
holiday
season.
Will you be doing some sampling that day?
We'll have 20 wines on sampling on Saturday, 15 on Friday. So some great stuff. We're going to be tasting three of the wines that we're actually going to be tasting today. We'll actually have on tasting on Saturday of the show.
You know what Carrie and I did last Christmas? We went to his festival and we actually picked up, I think, four or five bottles of wine and just kept them for the emergency gift because stuff always comes up.
Absolutely.
People show up to your house.
Oh, absolutely.
And you don't have anything to give them. You put that in a gift bag and you look like a classy guy that thought ahead.
Well, welcome, Brian. And let's dive. Since we've been flapping our gums now, let's move on to item number two. We'll have the wine tasting. And then I'm going to tell you how I have claimed the Old Queen title for myself. Officially, Rob Spiewak has always been.
May I challenge you before the year is out?
You've always shared the Old Queen, but there's nothing more queeny than this. Brian, what are we pouring right now?
So this is a new wine that I just got in. This is Odysseus Rosé. It's a rosé that's meant for this time of the year. It's a darker, richer rosé. Oh, it's 100% Grenache.
You get smell chocolate.
A little bit of chocolate, a lot of strawberry notes to it, a little bit of cranberry on the finish. Perfect for the holidays. If you're doing.
Why do you look at me when I said, why do you give me that look?
You smell chocolate?
I smell chocolate in the wine.
Well, maybe you should have taken a shower. But you know.
I did take a shower, hey.
This is fantastic.
Yeah,
this would this pair with turkey?
Turkey, all the trimmings, all the stuffing that we would have had for Thanksgiving. Ham, if you're doing that for the holidays, will work really well with a honey-baked ham.
You know what
ham.
This would pair with?
Really
a lonely night of despair.
Exactly.
This is called ambivalence rosé. Mm.
This is great after a walk / run.
We'll get to that.
He is so on today.
We will get to that.
Don't be jealous, Oscar.
Oh, no, I saw. I was like, wow, he's running.
I'm not running.
No, but you were.
No, but I'm not. It's called the app is
in our hearts.
No, I wanted to clear that up. One of the things I said today.
When I saw that you were running on Facebook.
Can we get Beluga out of the studio, please?
Oh, Beluga's great.
Yeah, I know you're here, but can we get the goddamn pug out of the studio, please?
When I saw on Facebook that you had run. The image I had in my head, Mike, was not like a jog or a walk. What I saw is a man fleeing danger.
All right, before we get to queendom.
Yes, please.
Which is a big part of my evening.
Yeah, and, I think mine too.
Carla was an eyewitness. I want to explain this thing. Now, Carla walks / runs, but primarily you power walk, right?
Yes, ever since I was pregnant. Mm-hmm.
And you got this app.
What is a power walk?
It's a very fast walk.
You kind of walk at a nice brisk pace.
Okay, all right.
That's what you do. And Carla's got this app called Nike Run.
Yes.
Right.
And
I have the app. It's a great app.
Love it.
I know
it's
exactly
a wonderful app. And one of the cool things about the app is that you can plug in the app to your Facebook account and people can hit a button and they can cheer you as you're running. Now, I want to make it real clear. I haven't run a step. I am walking. And when it's called Nike Run, I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
doing that. But Carla challenged me, a week ago to walk a mile a day with you just to start with.
Yep.
And I'm here to say, knowing that Mr. Gauthier was coming in, I was up bright and early this morning, and I not only did my mile, I did my 2 miles.
Ah, good man.
Thank you very much. And now, you don't believe it. Do you think I'm lying?
No, I don't think you're lying.
Well, first of all, the only time I could have lied is about that 2 miles this morning.
Yes.
Because that, well, technically, I could have done it last night. Carla, it doesn't really allow you to do that,
does it?
Can you get in the car and drive around?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that. So if I wanted to get in the
car, Mike just completed a run at 70 miles an hour.
It only took him 5 seconds.
But it would be really,
wow.
But the tell would be if you got in your car, you'd have to be on certainly back roads where you could crawl along at walking pace. Otherwise, people could look at your pace That's true. See that you were lying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
but I don't think anybody's ever thought about that unless they thought they could cheat the system.
I never thought about crawling along in a car.
And honestly,
who are you cheating? You're cheating yourself.
Exactly.
Well, but here's the thing: when you go on this Nike app and you go public with it,
right?
You're sharing. Is that your leg, not the dog?
No, it's me.
Okay. You don't have to share all your info though. You just share either your run or your stats.
Well,
and
we don't share
turn-ons.
Turn-offs.
Yeah. You shared your map this morning. You know that.
I know. I shared the map, but that was after the run.
Right.
It was great.
People know where we live.
I did my little walk over by the judicial center, which was fun.
Yeah, I saw that you went by. Yeah, you did go by the courthouse.
Did you see where I did the circle right around the front?
I looked at it. I stalked you.
I was telling Josh before the show that I really kind of get a rush out of doing that because I'm sitting there with my little water bottle and my shorts and my Red Sox pullover and I'm watching these mirthless people that are going into court.
Yeah.
Good morning, I'm out on a run.
What a dick.
How are you?
Isn't there another
route? Hi, Sheriff.
Another route you can take where you go by the minimum security prison?
It's right in back of it.
Can you please delete the map?
It's pretty scary.
That's not safe. I know people can find you, but can you please delete the map?
I know, really.
Yeah. It looks like you were hammered in the map.
A lot of zigzaggy.
This man was hammered.
You know which way he was going.
Delete it if you want.
Oh, you know what that is? That's the map of Mike finding his way home from Brady's. I think I live up this street.
I doubled back a couple of times.
Mike O'Mara just completed 1 mile with Nike drink.
I double back.
Or you lost your keys somewhere.
I decided to double back on everybody. Hi, I'm all right. Do you really think I should?
Yes, that's not safe.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a people know where we're.
It takes one person.
Just that's to come right. on. So
one
what would
stalker.
It be? Somebody come up and going, "Hi, who are you?" I'm like, "Hey,
all right." Like when the intern came over.
Yeah.
Right. I'm supposed to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, it's gone.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, we are going to have more fine wines from the Oakton Wine Shop, and I will tell you all about my evening of television watching and tears.
Oh, no.
Tonight. What am I talking about?
I was shocked you didn't phone me last night.
Thank you, Rob. I was talking to my mamu. We'll come back with the Mike O'Mara Show. The hell is this?
The Fireballs. It's a bottle of wine.
Really?
I play this every time Brian comes in, and you always say, "What the hell is this?"
This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by The Man Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This holiday season, think The Man Great. What is The Man Great, you ask? Well, it's real easy. It's a cast iron grilling grate that's super heavy duty, and it sits right on top of your weak, anemic, lily-livered, lousy grill.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It supersizes your grill.
Thank you, Oscar.
Lay it on your existing wire grates, and you will have a supersized grill.
Men's Health Magazine called them one of the best grilling accessories that money can buy, and you know what?
What?
Man grates are the perfect gift for this holiday season.
You know what?
What?
That's great.
For your husband, your dad, or even yourself.
Listen.
You deserve the best. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Click on the Man Great banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com for the $19.99 holiday special. Remember, each Mike O'Mara Show order comes with a limited edition TMOS.
Yes?
I've had a glass and a half of wine.
I know.
Yeah, but you've been fasting as well.
Each Mike O'Mara Show. No, I haven't. Each Mike O'Mara Show order comes with the limited edition TMOS branded grilling bread.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Mike, because what happened is when I went to the Mike O'Mara Show website and clicked on the Man Great banner,
I actually
bought two. So I have two Man Great grill brushes. I use them as hand weights when I do Nike Run.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the weight. I actually have one in each hand.
And you're balanced out?
Yeah, and also
full body workout.
I do, yeah. I've got great core strength.
Okay, lick it. That's the Man Great Grill Enhancement System. Order today at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious holidays ever. We are back here on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is the, technically for us, not technically, but it's December 6th, and our anniversary is December 7th.
We're observing today.
We're observing
in the Jewish tradition. Really, it'll begin on Sunday.
Nice round of applause for everybody.
Woo! Good job.
And really, a for great way.
Those of us who have made it.
A great way to celebrate. You are wound up today.
Well, it's Christmas.
A great way to to celebrate is with this incredible response that all of you have given to our bonus packages. We are thrilled beyond thrilled. And you're responding to this. The guys have put a tremendous amount of work into the website and into getting this system up and running so that you can have ease of use. It's tremendously user-friendly. And we urge you to check out MikeOMaraShow.com and get your entire bonus show anthology and get all the 2014 bonus content. It's only $69.99, and you guys have really, the response yesterday blew me out of the water.
It's fantastic. And Oscar, this is the first time that they've had access, on-demand access to every bonus show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's completely streamlined. In the past, we had kind of a convoluted ordering process. Now, it's two clicks of your mouse, and you're good to go, and we can't thank you enough for the support. There's the yearly package, the monthly package, and you can always buy a la carte
right,
as you used to in the past. So that hasn't changed. So thank you so much. And again, one of the cornerstones to our business and how we make sure that this the ship keeps afloat. So
really cool. Good stuff. And yeah, even those of you that are bitching about the fact that you paid more for it in years past,
yes,
you're helping to sell this year. So thank you very much.
We do appreciate that.
We appreciate it. It's the truth. Anyway, last night, I didn't know that this was on until Carla reminded me.
I'm shocked. I've been actually sort of counting down the days.
Now you're getting close to queeniness.
No, not me.
Last night on the Magic Box on the TV, I'm sure you were sitting there and watching it, Oscar, the live NBC presentation of The Sound of Music.
First time in 50 years.
Do you have any?
Of course. It's the first time in 50 years they have done a live musical on television. So I was actually into it not just because I'm the way I am, but because of the history aspect of the fact they're doing a show live on television. Mm-hmm. Anything could happen. Nothing happened.
I was also blown away by one part of it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
You watched some
of
it?
Yes.
You did too?
Yes.
My God, we got three queens. We have three queens in here today.
Love it.
Well, to be fair, my lovely girlfriend was doing yoga with her mom on Skype.
Oh, okay.
So I had to do something. And in my other room, because I cut the cord, I only have the network television channel, so that's the only thing it was on.
It was really, really special. Here's the bottom line with me. We turn in early. And Carla says, you know, that Sound of Music is on. And this is about 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock.
What time
9:15?
Did it start?
8. It was 8
o'clock.
To 11.
So I came late to the party. But I came late to the party because they really stretched it out. 8 to 11. I mean,
and
they made it a
3-hour. You missed the best number.
What's that?
You missed Do Re Mi.
No, that's not the best number. Not even close.
Did you
You're totally wrong about
last
that.
Last week they had the making of. Did you watch that?
I did not watch that.
Brilliant.
I have history with The Sound of Music. The Sound of Music is the first.
You played Kurt on Broadway.
No. No, no.
Sorry, is this a TMOS show?
Were you an understudy?
Are you saying I'm not getting a word in edgewise?
No, I'm just saying, really, we're talking about a musical?
You bet your ass we are.
Oh, I thought, see, how foolish of me. I thought you were giving me support saying I'm not able to get my story out, when in fact you were saying we're being old queens.
But when you said, in fairness.
How foolish of me to actually assume my wife may have been saying something defending me.
No,
Mike,
not on this
in
show.
Fairness, you said, I have history with The Sound of Music.
I do.
Okay.
I have. Rob, if you know the date of when the actual theatrical movie came out.
65.
1965.
Robert Wise directed it.
Which would have made me 4 years old. 6 years old. Right?
You have history with mathematics.
Yeah, six, Mike.
Carla wasn't even a little egg yet.
No.
Everybody, let's just relax. Mike is trying to tell a story.
Brian, what's our next wine? Go ahead, Brian. God damn it, I need another one.
This is Domaine LaRue. This is red burgundy.
Oh, see, I need
Ron Burgundy.
No, red burgundy.
Oh. Yes, what a nice wine.
Yeah, this is much funnier than Ron Burgundy.
This is much heartier.
Yeah.
We're
moving up in the scale of weight.
This is the dumbest show.
Great.
Swear to God, this is the dumbest show in the world.
Beautiful voice.
So
what a beautiful voice.
Born in 1959, 1965.
I believe it was a 1965 release. Yeah.
I would have been six.
Right.
And 6 years old, right?
That's right. Some of those animals are now 6 years old.
I would have been six. The Sound of the Music.
How about this?
What?
S-O-M.
What?
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, yes. S-O-M.
You're so cool.
Carla said that to Oscar. It's a little preview of what you're going to hear.
Might be easier.
This is like, and incidentally, this is December 20th light.
Yeah, tell me about
this. This is December 20th light when we're going to be so out of control.
It's the holidays.
Here it is. In 1965, this was probably, I think, one of only two movies that my mom and my dad took me to as a kid. My parents never took me to movies together. My father was always working.
Right.
And this was the very first movie that I went to in the theater with my mom and my dad. As my mom pointed out to me last night, in the Elm Theater in West Hartford, Connecticut.
Do you remember actually going, or do you remember the event?
Remember it like I remember my dad in his advertising man, admin business suit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I remember walking down into the theater with them, and I remember this musical just bigger than life. I remember, because when you're a little kid,
The movies are magical
when you're a little kid.
You're right.
You go into the dark theater and you're like, oh my God.
And this movie's an eyeful too. This is a spectacular one to see.
So there's the connection. And so it's about 9:15 and the movie comes on and The Sound of Music. Right away, they went to that song.
Right.
And Carla looks over at me and I'm going...
Tears coming down.
Oh, no.
My mom's 93.
Mom.
She's not going to be around very long. So
Are
I
you
say,
sober?
I say, it's cold sober. That's what makes it even more queenie.
Touching.
That is.
More Rudy-like.
That's
odd.
Where I'm
like,
I'll never play on the team.
Sound of Music, Bobby. But she's 93, and I feel nostalgic around The Sound of Music in this time. And I said, it's 9:15. Do you think I should call her? Carl's like, yeah, call her, of course. Mm-hmm. I said, but 9:15, she's at the home. I might have to wake her up.
God, no, she's into her third drink.
Call her. So I finally, I sit up and call her.
Tear-soaked fingers.
I am very emotional. I call her up and she
says,
seven,
six.
I call her up. She picks up the phone. She answers, 93 years old, answers the phone. She says, I'm watching it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
That is so cool.
But the best part was at the end of it, at 11 o'clock at night. Wasn't that the greatest moment, Carla? The phone rings.
No, because it ended. It was done.
What?
That was the best moment.
The best moment is that it was over.
That's what Carla said. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Oh, you didn't like it at all?
What, were you rooting? Were you rooting for the Germans?
No,
exactly.
Carla said, the best moment is when it finished.
Yeah.
Oh,
Carla
no.
was not a fan. Carla was not a fan of the show, but my mom called me and said, I loved it, and I watched the whole thing, and I will tell you, it was an okay performance, I thought, but...
Those little kids were great.
The kids were the best part.
I was waiting for them to tumble and bumble.
You're going
to
get a lot of people throwing maybe a few darts at this thing, saying it wasn't the best production in the world, but the fact is, live television, NBC, to do it one shot, I thought it was incredible. I really did. I thought they did a really, really decent job.
The thing that threw me the most is that I think they stuck to the Broadway book more than the movie.
Did they add a couple of songs?
I think those are songs that were cut for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Because it's still the original score, and I don't
and
like...
And now I know why they were cut for the movie.
Yeah.
Because they suck.
They did suck.
The added songs suck.
And I don't like My Favorite Things where they put it, and I don't like moving the Lonely Goat Herd to the bedroom scene.
Somebody hit the gong.
He just eclipsed me on the queen scale.
Oh, my God.
He just eclipsed me on the
Who
queen scale.
Who knows that they moved the bedroom scene?
Rob Spiewak and Trip Affleck.
No, you noticed that they moved songs around. You had to have.
Not really. No,
really?
To be honest with you, I didn't. All I know is what I like, and I will tell you something. So I had the tears when I first heard the song with my mom, just thinking about getting all
nostalgic. By the way, what I played before was Julie Andrews. Here's Carrie Underwood singing it.
Can't argue with her voice.
No, she's got a great voice, but I kept
thinking... This is a Queenie show, isn't it, John?
You know what I kept thinking when I watched her?
I don't care.
I said, you know what? She's got a really great voice, but she's not a performer. She's like an invention.
She's never acted
Very
before.
Attractive.
And never, she didn't act last night.
She is, and she, but she hasn't. But, it doesn't matter.
Like you said, Mike, she's a computer.
She is a computer.
Exactly.
But you know what? With her, with the quality of her singing, it didn't matter. And what did I also say last night? I said, you know what? She surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
She surprised me at how good she really was.
And
I know
she took the role.
Yes.
Yeah, you know who can't sing?
I don't need to do this.
It's such guts to do that. It really is.
I know who's not a good singer is Bill Compton.
From True Blood, the vampire.
Yeah, I wanted him to sink his fangs into her.
he could have desanguinated the Nazis.
A lot of people. I wonder what their rating was. We should check
that
out.
I bet it was massive.
I think their rating was probably pretty high because it was the only thing going on TV.
Personally, I was blown away. I have never seen The Sound of Music. And there's
You've never seen the movie?
I've never seen the movie.
Wow.
I grew up in a foreign household. You know this.
Yeah, well, you know.
You'd like it.
It played overseas.
And did you watch musicals growing up at
no.
all?
No. No, no.
I knew that.
I saw Annie.
Oh, really?
Annie, right?
Oh,
The movie.
He loves Albert Finney.
That's a musical.
Yeah, there you go.
That counts.
So there's a place where the kids are saying goodnight. And
yeah,
it goes,
so long, farewell.
Yeah. So I thought that song originally came from Tiny Toons, the cartoons after school, because at the end they're saying so long, farewell, and they're all saying, and I'm like, they're stealing from Tiny Toons. So I had to go to the web and look it up. I said, what is
Oscars going on? Oscars pop culture.
There's somebody out there that knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you mean, but obviously it's the other way around, you say.
Yeah, clearly.
So I don't know what it is. It was a combination of a lot of different things.
And you know what? It's because it's the holidays, too.
But I will tell you, when we come back, I'll just give you one last thought on The Sound of Music and the lady I think that is just almost one of the best stars I've ever seen on camera. Really terrific. We'll come back with that right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Better.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Stamps.com. It's the most wonderful time of the year, also the busiest. You don't have the time to mess around with the post office, so do what we do. Use Stamps.com instead. We love Stamps.com because it's quick, it's easy. You can get postage on demand for your business. It lets you buy and print postage for any letter or package with your own computer and printer. It's that easy. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale that plugs right into your computer, and it'll calculate official U.S. postage for any class of mail. Print the postage you need the instant you need it, then the mailman picks it up. Easy, convenient, and no antiquated post office. Rolled over to the post office yesterday.
How'd that go?
Oh, what fun.
Yeah.
See, ours here in the Mecca of the Zit, mm-hmm. ours just shuts down at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Well, that's quitting time.
Then they reopen at 3 o'clock, and that's when all the locals know it's open.
Well, sure, because they're on their way home from the jobs they don't have.
So much fun. Print the postage you need the instant you need it. Be like us, and it gets even better for our listeners. Check this out. A 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. All you have to do is go to stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use that code. What's that code, Rob?
It's TMOS, the best code in town.
It's the best code ever. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in TMOS, stamps.com, TMOS, then relax because Stamps.com makes it easy. The lady I wanted to talk about with The Sound of Music actually waited till the show was over because I didn't know who she was.
Right.
Sort of recognizable, but I went and watched the credits. Audra McDonald.
Oh, the abbess.
She's the Reverend Mother, basically.
Yeah, the African-American lady.
And she sang Climb Every Mountain, and I will tell you
fantastic.
Something.
Fantastic.
And that was
we watched it twice.
And she counted, which means that's nice.
I am an old queen. Okay.
Her voice was sensational.
Daddy though. Was a little into it.
Were you able to overlook the fact that it was unlikely to have a black Reverend Mother in 1938 Austria?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
I was there. But see, it bothers him. You see how it bothers him?
No, it doesn't bother me. I'm just wondering. It's gutsy casting. I applaud NBC.
Well, it's just a show.
I don't think anybody outside the meeting thought about that.
Oh, I guarantee you a few people did.
She
nailed it.
To think that she sang with that level of quality on live television just blew me out of the water. Did you get a little cloudy when she sang that too, or were you faking it?
I was faking it. Well,
Boy, I hate when girls say that.
As a matter of fact, ever since we've been in the marriage, Carla's been
faking
it.
Well, no, I see what you're saying.
I didn't want him to feel bad. Ruin the moment.
She was really upset about, this is the man I married. This is what I meant to.
Carla, would you have liked
I have a vagina. I have a vagina. I have a vagina.
Carla, would you have liked The Sound of Music better if at one point all the Van Trapp children got around a campfire and voted one of them out of the lodge?
Oh, nice. Bingo, yeah, bango. Yeah,
that's a good thing on you for Ron.
Hey, you know what I do? Is anybody here watch Survivor?
No,
you have to watch it.
Remember, this show's not set in 1997 anymore.
Thanks, Rob.
But you know what? I will say this. I think in the movie, and what you're going to see when people talk about this, they're going to compare this live broadcast with the motion picture. And one of the weakest parts of the motion picture is the performance of Climb Every Mountain because it's that old lady.
And they really overproduce it, too.
Yeah.
Right?
But this last night, this was a jaw dropper. She was fantastic. I think her five Tonys.
In the making of.
Yes, the making of.
I caught on the side somehow. I really was taken how these actors decided, they decided that they want to take these roles on.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the entire making of episode, they talked about this lady you just spoke of.
When I say gutsy, not like Navy SEAL gutsy.
No.
But as a performer,
there's a lot of what ifs, pitfalls.
Yeah, absolutely. What could
to attach yourself to a project
but
like
to that actress that you guys are talking about that song, what was her name again? I apologize.
Audra?
Audra McDonald.
Everyone
who is a Tony Award winner.
Every one of the actors said that they were lucky to have her there because when she sang, or when they sang together, she was the one that people were following.
The one thing I noticed, Rob, I want to ask you as we go a little longer on this than I ever anticipated.
Well, my television history was made last night.
Did you get the impression that Carrie Underwood was amazingly affected by her?
Yes.
Did you get that impression?
Did you notice that
Carrie Underwood was reacting?
I totally agree.
Yeah, I think she was affected by
it. I do.
Yeah, and you know what? Also,
she's lucky.
Yeah.
That's a hard role for her. She was out of breath during a lot of the sequences. I mean, that's actually a physically demanding role to play Maria, and she did a great job.
So it was fun. It was fun. And, you know, I know Carrie Underwood's going to take some, you know, shots as far as not being an actress and all that. But you know what? She had the guts to do it. Bill Compton, Stephen Moyer, is the name of the actor. He had the guts to do it.
It's a zero role anyway. The captain is a bad role.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So it's really tough to sort of play it right.
Right.
I think one thing that they misstepped is that it always plays better on a movie because one of the characters in the movie is actually Austria.
Right.
And you can't create the beauty of the mountains in a live television broadcast.
I came into this segment. I wrote down this. I said, I believe I have claimed the old queen title for myself today. I'm here to tell you that is not true. I still totally share it with Mr. Rob.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You
have made it up to me, my friend.
You can serve as my Jack of Diamonds.
Bingo, bango. This from entertainmentweekly.com. Sound of Music ratings soar. NBC's biggest Thursday in 4 years.
Whoa!
No way.
18.5 million people tuned in.
Oh, my God. Wow. That many people?
Yeah. You never get that anymore.
And you know what? When's the last time we were plugged in on pop culture?
I bet that NBC runs this two more times before next year.
Wow.
Hey, I bet you're right, Rob.
Because you know what? This was an expensive proposition.
Well, I really thought, you know, for people that like that musical, and you know what? I don't like modern musicals that much. I really don't follow them that much. I don't go to Broadway. I don't watch those shows.
How many times you been to Wicked?
Once.
Just once.
Just once. I have.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
I like the form of entertainment. Carla does not she does not like musical theater.
Or movies.
But that's the old one. And I grew up as a kid. I grew up because
you have a connection, a background.
I had a spinster aunt that lived down in the middle of Manhattan. And that was our trip that we'd drive down in New York. And we'd always go to a Broadway show. That's why I grew up on it.
Right.
And never saw The Sound of Music. But I do like that form. And I like the old stuff. Because to me, and maybe people are going to yell at me for saying this, but it is an old form of entertainment.
It is.
It is olden style. And so the ones that I think are the best are the ones from the old days. That's why it was The Sound of Music that they picked and not Rent to do live.
Were you bothered by the live performance, but an obviously pre-recorded music track?
I didn't know whether it was. I didn't know whether they had some sort of orchestra off to the side or anything.
To me,
like that.
It screamed of pre-recorded.
Yeah, me too.
Do we know? Do we know whether
I
that's
true
or not?
I do not know that for sure, but it did bother me because it sounded canned.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the vocals were live and it sounded live.
Right.
But the orchestra sounded a little too pre-produced for me. I would have loved to have heard a live band on it.
All right, very good. It's time to move on to our next wine. And then we will get on to the other story of the day, which really we don't want to ignore, but the fact that Nelson Mandela passed away, and I just wanted to bitch at Facebook people. What's the next wine we're enjoying?
The next wine is one or two wines from Honor Winery, one of the people that we're working with for the big festival coming up.
Tell us about this winery.
Yes,
this is really incredible.
This is a really cool winery. They do 20% of all the sales for the wine go to Luke's Wings and to America's Bravest.
20%?
20% of the sales of the wine.
Lawrence Welk, it's not appropriate, drunky drunk.
No, this is our change of music topic. Change of topic music.
He's talking about Honor Wineries. You don't play la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right.
God.
So
OCD.
20% of all the sales go to these two charities. One is Luke's Wings, which we talked about earlier, and the other one is America's Bravest. America's Bravest is an organization that outfits houses for wounded warriors when they return to their house, because there's a lot of things that you need to do to make a house accessible for these wounded warriors.
Where Where is the Honor Winery located?
The winery is actually out in California.
Wow, this is good stuff.
Oh, yeah, really buttery, man. This is great.
This is predominantly Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. It's a nice little bottle of wine. It's something that we just started working with, and I'm very proud to work with it and very
Do you
happy.
Know, I just want to mention to everybody that I was out of radio for about 5 years back in the mid-1990s, and I wrestled for a little bit. People don't realize it.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember that? I actually wrestled under the name of Grenache, Syrah.
Grenache, Syrah.
Remember, you know who took your belt? Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter, bastard.
What was your signature move? The ring.
It was the, actually, it was, I referred to
Great
it as the,
stopping.
It was the nacho.
What is the nacho?
It's the Irish nacho. Yeah. Well, what it was it was hard to see, and that's probably why I didn't last very long. It was hard to see if you like were way back in the audience, but it was excruciatingly painful for the people I was wrestling against.
And you know what? Also,
it's called the Irish nacho.
It haunted them emotionally.
Yeah.
One time they captured a close-up of it, and Channel 20 canceled the show.
Yeah, and once people saw it, it was, it involved a lot of training and a little bit of anatomy lessons and also a lot of hand-washing afterwards.
And some cornbread.
Yeah. And now Grenache Syrah will attempt his famous Irish nacho. Anyway, I interrupted. Go
no
ahead.
No worries. Mm-hmm. Was that off the top of the...
turnbuckle? Yeah. Yeah, I jumped from the turnbuckle down and then performed the...
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that you were going to do the gesture. There's a treat for you streamers.
Right. Yeah.
That was a flying nacho.
Yeah. I think that, for example, our friend Johnny Fairplay, who dabbles in wrestling also.
Oh, John Dalton.
If I performed the Irish nacho on him, I actually could have carried him out of the ring on it.
That's true.
Oh, this is different.
Yeah, it's got some beautiful, nice, spicy purple fruit notes.
I taste it. It's sweeter.
What did you say?
Sweeter? This is different.
Fruit notes.
Purple fruit. Like purple fruits, like
fruit notes. You've never heard that before.
Fruit nuts.
No, not fruit nuts.
No. What's on your mind?
Kids love them.
Are you?
I'm just thinking about nacho.
Are you enjoying the wine?
What you haven't seen, Mike, is as we're doing the show, she's actually. And credit to Carla, she's actually pre-tasting the wine.
That's right.
Yeah, so
and post-tasting.
So she's making sure.
Carla likes a good glass of
wine. This is the one of four shows a year that Carla likes what Mike does.
Bingo.
So Honor Winery gives a portion of their proceeds.
I like it.
Proceeds, yeah. And we're happy because they're the ones that hooked us up with Luke's Wings for our festival.
Oh,
and they're
cool.
going to be there pouring the wines as well on the 14th. So
it's very good.
It's delicious.
Yesterday, a huge day in the news with the passing of Nelson Mandela. And
Nelson Mandela.
Do you remember this song? Jeez. By the Specials?
This is what he's drinking. He planned this. You planned this when you came?
Of course.
He died yesterday, and a huge news story. Hey, Facebook, if I have to read one more person who said, hey, Paul Walker dies and people go nuts, Nelson Mandela dies and nothing, shut up. Just mourn the guy, for God's sake.
But
don't make
man.
Comparisons. Why does it always have to be this?
Because we're human.
I mean, really, why does it always... Does everything in the United States of America have to be a competition
of some
kind?
Yeah, and you know what? It's the NFL that did it.
It's crap.
I agree.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely... I was so pissed off. I put a post up about Nelson Mandela right away.
Yeah.
Yesterday, because I thought it was that significant in history. And then, a lot of people were mentioning it. And if more people reacted... Because there are more younger people that were on that social networking site that may have been aware of Paul Walker.
Right.
That's fine. But everybody started to make these comparisons, and I got pissed off because suddenly that becomes more important than the death of, really, we don't have that many historical figures that are walking around the earth anymore.
No, can you think of anyone that has literally changed the international landscape? I can't.
No, not that's living.
Right.
No, absolutely not.
I think it's important to also note that... While you, myself, and maybe most people in this room, outside of the interns, remember what that meant for the apartheid and just the people of South Africa and around the world, what a symbol of hope he was.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people that are younger, that are under, let's say, 25, don't realize how
important
he was.
Probably don't track with it. Probably don't track with it.
So it's important that the people that do realize that, and this is including myself, I put myself in that bracket as well because I didn't post anything about it. And I should have, because I simply, you you forget how important a figure and what he did for this entire world.
Because I was around and because I was on the air and because maybe let me give a let me just articulate it the best way I can and a little more forcefully than I think it's been done on many media outlets that are all like, oh, great man. And and I think young people hear that and kind of go, yeah, yeah. And they hear the Charlie Brown teacher going, burr, 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 burr.
Yeah.
Let me make it clear to everybody. This is the main deal with Nelson Mandela. The man is a victim of apartheid, which separated blacks and whites in South Africa. It was the last real racist regime on the face of the earth. This existed. If you were black in South Africa, you were segregated, you were treated differently, and Nelson Mandela was one of the leaders of the movement to bring the country together, and he was persecuted because he was black. That's the bottom line. Thrown in prison for 27 years. Here's the most significant thing you need to know about Nelson Mandela. He got out of jail 27 years later. He was put in jail not because he was a criminal. He was put in jail because he wanted more freedoms for his people.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. Many people like Stephen Biko in South Africa were actually murdered in that era, in that regime, that horrible, racist, despicable regime. After 27 years, when Nelson Mandela got out of jail, Nelson Mandela could have lit that country on fire if he chose to. He could have done it very, very easily. He chose to go the other way, and he brought white people and black people in South Africa together. And for that, this is one of the greatest people to ever walk the earth. And don't diminish it.
No.
Don't ever think that it's anything less than what people say it is. And that's Nelson Mandela. And that's the history lesson you need to know out of this guy, because it's incredible. And it's a very, very poignant day. You know, people knew he was going to pass away. He was elderly and in bad health. And that's all you need to know. Yeah. So stop with the bickering. And Paul Walker, hey, I feel bad for him. But, you know, even bringing him into the discussion, it doesn't matter. If you feel strongly about Nelson Mandela, you just mourn the guy and say nice things about him. It just pisses me off.
And recent history. This got into the early 90s.
Early 90s.
This is not 1940.
Yeah, no. Imagine 27 years in prison.
Yes.
Yeah. In prison. And one of the things I heard Tom Brokaw talking about today was the fact that he actually did such deep thinking and he had such introspection when he was in prison, many, many times in solitary as well, that he sometimes missed it because he was able to do such incredible personal soul searching when he was in jail. Every human being should aspire to be like Nelson Mandela.
To steal a thought from Colin Powell this morning, he said that he did take a moment, just a moment, to mourn, and then he began to celebrate the man's life. And that's what you really need to do.
Yeah.
When you see the music and the dancing in the streets of South Africa, they're lucky that they ever shared the planet at the same time with this guy. And it's sad when anyone passes, but 95, it's a good run.
Yeah, sure,
and
absolutely.
What he did, just thank whoever you want to thank that
a lot
we,
of
shared
movies,
the, we shared the earth with him.
A lot of movies have been made about him. There's a brand new one. I think there were the Prince of Wales was actually at a premiere last night with,
they
his,
actually
with the
had,
daughters.
They had to decide when to announce to the audience in the theater when to
Can you imagine that?
They reveal out, the death, and they actually waited until the credit roll.
Can you imagine being at that movie, the movie of his life, and then they actually make the announcement? And so anyway, that's I just wanted to, on Facebook, just let people vent and do their thing. And then another Facebook thing that I have to share with you. I got duped. This is Carla was responsible for this.
Can I guess? Because you teased this.
It was all over Facebook. You know Facebook. You probably know what it was.
Does it have to do with regurgitation and a fast food restaurant?
That's part of it.
Okay, because that I tried. I even Googled to try and figure out what's going on.
Carla will explain this.
Okay.
All I know is I check my daughter's Facebook pages occasionally.
Okay.
And I look down and I see Carla say, there's a raccoon in my room.
No, Catherine said
what
that.
Are you two passing notes about over there?
Oh, he just asked me what my penis size was.
Was the piece, do you need a smaller piece of paper for that note?
There's a raccoon in my room. And then I see
my
daughter's grandmother writes, you know, what's going on? And all of a sudden, I'm curious about this. I don't know. I try to call Catherine. Not that I think there's a raccoon. I don't know that it's this Facebook game. What the F is this game, Carla?
I don't really know what the game is. All I can say is that Larry Price from Woodbridge, Virginia. I love Larry. Hi, Larry.
He's a P1 for us,
yeah,
I
he
think,
is.
Right?
You said that like a great disc jockey. All I know is that Larry Price of Woodbridge, Virginia
Larry
has 10 minutes to call our studio hotline.
Hey, Larry Price. West Virginia. Fantastic. Good job, everybody. All right, Larry Price. What brings Virginia?
I got through the news feed, and he says, so I tried crack today. So I commented, sure. Sure, Larry. Sure you did. So then I get this private message, and it says, homie, you've been pranked. And then you have to put down, like, you have this list, and it's 10 things, and you have to choose something from this list, such as, I like porno. Where do you get used sex toys?
I saw that one.
Oh, I saw that one.
I'm pregnant. Yes.
So if you comment on an outrageous post, comment or reply on an outrageous post, you get a PM saying you have to make an outrageous post.
Exactly.
People have so much time on their hands.
I was so tired yesterday.
Now that apartheid is gone, Mike, we can do this.
Social networking.
That's right.
But I spent an hour doing this, and I should have been sleeping.
Because I saw Ray Gizmo Ward say, and I just like
saying
Ray Gizmo Ward.
I saw Ray Gizmo Ward say, I just stepped in Carla's vomit at Burger King.
Thanks, Ray.
I mean, it was all everything. I'm reading these posts all day. I'm like, what the? And I was like, Gizmo. So I wanted to drive to his house. My wife wasn't at Burger King. She was at Guapo's. Get it right, Giz.
Damn, that's good chicken.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more wine from the Oakton Wine Shop and Oscar's Entertainment page right after this, everybody. We want to thank everybody that's been sending cards to us from Vistaprint. I'm a believer in holiday cards from Vistaprint. Printed all of mine up on Vistaprint as well. You can be as creative as you want this holiday season. It's easy to do at Vistaprint.com. I've been asking you again and again and again, please send along your holiday cards to us. We'd really appreciate that. You can send them to TMOS, Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And you can do as much as you want with family photos. You can pick the designs that they have at Vistaprint like I did. And they can also print up shipping labels or envelopes that have your return address on
You've also left out custom text.
Custom text
as well.
If you
wanted to write a hateful Christmas card, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go F yourself in 2014.
I was an eager beaver on Vistaprint.
Yeah.
And I didn't wait. If I had waited, I would get this incredible deal that you can get right now. Go to Vistaprint.com.
Face.
Use our TMOS code, you got the deal, and get 50% off your holiday cards.
I was able to order twice as many.
This is absolutely one of the best deals. You can go into any of the box stores, take a look at the cards, see what they're charging. Try rolling into a drugstore in the historic drugstore district.
Sure.
And see what they're charging for like 11 Christmas cards. Yeah,
if you go to like Dart Drug or Drug Fair, and it's horrible.
Or Peoples.
Peoples.
Get 50% off your holiday cards, free shipping at Vistaprint.com. That's 50%. Use that wonderful code. Vistaprint has free shipping when you use our TMOS code in the upper right-hand corner. Satisfaction is guaranteed. And please send along your Christmas cards to our P.O. Box. We'd love to get them.
P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108.
Thank you, Mark Riddell.
Yes, Mark.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Let's see what wine this is before we get into
this. All right,
this
next is, wine from Oakton Wine Shop with their big celebration where Rob and Oscar are going to be
weekend.
Next weekend.
December 14th.
And 13th.
And 13th.
Right.
So this is Honig Winery. They're actually big fans of the show here, and I promised them when I was on, they came out to the shop a couple months ago. I said, hey, next time I'm on the Mike O'Meara Show, I'm bringing Honig Cab.
You tell them I'm a fan of this.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, this is, man, this is from the earth, baby.
This is the truth.
This is Napa Cab. This is everything that it embodies. It's got that beautiful, rich, dark fruit flavor. It's got chocolate. It's got espresso. It's got the lead pencil. It's got everything that you want in a cab. All it's missing is a nice bottle of steak.
All right, when I take a sip of this, would I be accurate? Accurate in saying when you sip a wine like this, if you're looking for complexity,
yes,
that's a word you hear a lot.
Absolutely,
this would be a complex wine.
I love it.
This is an amazing bottle of wine. This is their entry level wine. They do two cabs and two Sauvignon Blancs. That's it.
Is it off? Is it off base for me to ask how much this is a bottle?
This is $40.
You're kidding?
No.
That's cheap for something that tastes like this.
And I'm looking at the legs, too.
The legs?
Look at the lovely legs.
But I love the nose.
This is delicious.
It's got a wonderful nose.
Oscar, how much wine have you had?
I've had enough.
Are you prepared to do the entertainment report?
I'm working on it.
Let's get to Oscar Rotzi, everybody. It's time for Oscar and the entertainment report.
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay!
He has had wine.
Time for your entertainment report. Gentlemen.
Oscar!
Are you fans of Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
Do you have Born to Run by chance?
Thanks,
I do.
Cappy.
Give me a moment.
Thank you very much. A handwritten working lyric sheet for Bruce Springsteen's 1975 hit, Born to Run.
Do you want to say any consonants, or are you just going to go mostly vowels today?
Sorry. Sold for $197,000. Almost $200,000.
What sold for that?
A written manuscript of a lyric book.
Oh, really? Where he just jotted it down?
Yes, because he's known for like his kind of insatiable way that he goes out and writes everything out over and crosses it out and has little notes in the footers. He writes everything down.
I actually, I've sung this before.
Really?
Yeah, people don't realize I do a lot of vocal impressions where I'm speaking, but people don't realize that I actually do a singing impression of Bruce Springsteen. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I would love that, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Big breakout hit for Springsteen. When he went into the studio to do this, he said he wanted to sing like Roy Orbison and produce a record like Phil Spector. And it's really an amazing... If you ever really break it down and listen to it, all
what
the layers...
What does that mean?
It means that after he recorded it, he shot a model. But it's an amazing record.
Yeah, Sotheby's sold it for $197,000. The former owner was one of his managers. There's no clue on who sold it this time.
I could drink wine every day on the show.
Me too. But
and we'd be dead in 2 weeks.
I know.
No way. Now you're drinking good wine.
Is there an artist out there that you would spend that much money on?
If I had the money?
For a lyric, like a manuscript of the lyrics?
Yeah.
Beatles? I know the Beatles, definitely.
I would be, but it would be John Lennon specifically, and the song would be Imagine, if I could get my hands on something, if I had the money. Something that was historical.
But an entire album.
I'm not sure if I'd do that. Wow. But there are collectors out there, and if you have the money, I think it's kind of a cool thing to spend money on.
I would do it for Elvis, too. Elvis didn't write a lot of stuff down because he was a moron.
Moving on.
Is unfortunate.
Teddy bear.
Happy birthday.
Baby, won't you be.
Happy 44th birthday to Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, I got my card out in time.
Is he serving as Robinson Cano's agent, too?
Yeah, you know what? He's got his own agency for sports athletes.
It's talking about Robinson Cano getting a 10-year deal for about $240 million.
Amazing.
And I think he's represented by Jay-Z.
So he's got the NFL, NBA now.
Because Jay-Z needed more money.
And MLB. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, the way that they're celebrating, Jay-Z and Beyonce, is that they're giving themselves a 22-day vegan diet.
Really?
Yes. They're giving themselves the gift of health.
I'd try that.
Vegan's different than vegetarian, remember.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Vegan is
the
extreme.
You're right, because I like my cheese.
Yeah, no cheese.
But I mean, if you're going to do it, if it's short term, I'd do it for 22 days.
For
vegan? Yeah, let's do it.
He's going to save a fortune on hot dogs.
You can see that. But so a vegan diet, I'd love you to try it to hear all about it, because it's definitely a different type of...
Have you done the vegan thing ever?
I took my lovely girlfriend to a vegan restaurant, because I wanted to be sweet and nice.
How was it?
I thought she was a vegan. She wasn't. She's a vegetarian. And it just was not what I expected, neither for her. We actually left early.
It's horrible.
That bad?
Keep in mind.
It's different. They don't actually have real cheese.
No cheese?
Everything kind of looks real, but it's made out of Play-Doh.
Tofu?
It's a tofu.
Tofu and soy. They don't do eggs. They don't do milk.
Yeah. None of that.
Because Shannon.
Nothing from an animal.
Shannon in particular. I know she had dabbled in vegetarianism, right?
Yes, but vegetarian is different than vegan, which I didn't know, and I learned quickly when I spent $30 on a vegan
meal. I can't
be
a vegetarian. I like chicken.
You left early. It was that bad?
Yeah, and I looked at her. I said, we can stay, and she goes, no, this is not, I'm not a vegan.
Dine
and
dash.
I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
Vegetarian is you don't eat anything that has a face.
A face.
Do you remember Kerry Russell? She was on a show called Felicity.
Yeah, and she had curly, long hair. Right?
Yes, her Brooklyn townhome was burglarized while she was in it.
Yeeks!
Can you imagine?
That's a home invasion.
That's a home invasion.
And Chris Yoko has no alibi.
And this is what's scary about the whole thing. One is that it's bad enough that somebody comes into your house. The police were able to find the two suspects that came out there.
Okay.
But more importantly is that the fact that she had been separated from her current husband for about 6 months was revealed to the paparazzi.
Was Kerry Russell in Starship Troopers?
I don't think she
was.
Wasn't
she in The Girl Next Door or something like that?
She's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's been in a lot
of stuff. She's built a career. She's built a career of being the girl that you say, wasn't she?
Yep.
She's just not that cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a pre-dawn break-in, she had a 6-year-old and a 23-month-old in her home.
Girl is getting buzzed.
She's cute.
She's commenting on everything now.
But wasn't she in The Goodbye Girl? She's so cute.
The sad thing about this is that, it's bad enough their house got burglarized, but her relationship status and the drama behind it got exposed.
Oh, so she was keeping it a secret.
Yeah, because her husband was sleeping elsewhere, or else he would have been home to protect her when the burglars came in.
Okay.
Her husband, Nipsey.
No, no, no. Actually, she married She married a guy out of Hollywood.
Bill.
A contractor, you which win. Is kind of cool. Okay, moving on. We talked about Amanda Bill Bynes. Russell. We talked about Amanda Bynes in the past.
Where's my wife?
Crazy Amanda Bynes.
Oh, she's a nutcase. Mm-hmm.
May not be so crazy anymore. She has left rehab. And
We have tape of that.
You do?
Yeah, she was released yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Was it yesterday?
Yes, yes.
This is Amanda Bynes when she was released.
She has left her rehab facility in Malibu and is moving in with her parents in Los Angeles.
Mike is just teasing you. That's not the actual tape of Amanda Bynes.
This is the tape of Amanda
Bynes.
We have
the actual tape of Amanda Bynes and a whole Bynes family to sing for you.
19 days for Christmas shopping.
She's very happy.
Oh, baby Jesus.
And here comes Mr. Bynes.
Baby Jesus.
This is her father. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there.
How are you?
Christmas is coming.
Hello.
Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Only 19 days left.
That's all, Amanda.
Thanks for phoning in
Thank
again.
Thank you. The great thing about this release from her treatment facility to her parents is now her parents have complete control over her assets. So while she's going to be at home, it's much like Britney Spears. They couldn't do that in the past.
But after all this time, does she have any assets left?
They say she's got a little over $1.8 million.
Does she? Really?
She's doing much better. That she's clean. And she looks better. She doesn't look crazy anymore in the pictures.
It is amazing to me that kids that have the discipline. Oh, we do have to wrap it up.
All right, just quickly.
No, Rob, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm talking to what's his name.
All right, do we have more wine?
We have one more.
I have one more story, please.
All right, go ahead.
For God's sakes.
All right.
You maybe want. I do the work. You yell at me when I don't do the work.
I'm enjoying this report.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I am.
This is what happens when you both drink.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer has been released. So if you're into that, it's great. I loved it. I think you should definitely check it out. And also on the other end, the X-Men series Apocalypse gets a release date. So the next X-Men movie is going to be released next June 2014.
Aren't you glad he did that extra story?
Well, he likes the action adventure genre.
I know,
genre.
He does. And a lot of the kids
not just
do.
Me.
Right, we have Thank one you. More wine
not
left.
Not just me.
We will take a break. Thank you for Oscar Rotzi.
Yay, Oscar. Welcome.
We will take a break and come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault, and we will sample our last wine from the Oakton Wine Shop when we continue on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cabot?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Guess what I got yesterday?
What's that?
I got my package from Fanatics.com.
Oh,
my daughter's going to get their sweatshirts for the Boston Red Sox championship. I love Fanatics.com. Before Fanatics.com even came on the air with us here at the Mike O'Mara Show, I was a client of Fanatics because they are unquestionably the one site online that you can go and you can get exactly what you want if you are a sports fan. And it's easy at Fanatics.com. Local stores don't even have to make them a factor because they never have the sizes that you need. Fanatics.com has over, and this is not exaggerating, 250,000 items in stock.
Mike, that's a quarter million.
A quarter million items in stock, and if you use our code, there it is, TMOS.
Best code in town!
It is the best code in town. You will get free 3-day shipping with no minimum. Just go to Fanatics.com and look for the promo box at checkout and enter TMOS. It's that easy. Thank you for sending me your testimonials about Fanatics.com. I love the website, and I'm so glad that we're sharing it with you so that you're hip to it. Just point and click your way to Fanatics.com, and you are done. Sports fans shop there. It's Fanatics.com, and don't forget to use that code TMOS. You will love it, and they have tremendous shipping.
Yeah.
They get their stuff out bingo bango, and it's under your tree before you can say, lickety split Jack Sprat. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak for Friday, December 6th, 2013. And before we start with Rob Spiewak, we have another wine from Brian Gauthier at the Oakton Wine Shop.
Wrong music. You tricked me.
So the last wine is a wine that's really important to me and to the organization Honor Winery. This is called Highest Honor. And this wine was made specifically to honor vets, warriors, and troops around the world for everything that they do.
It's fantastic.
The wine is the winery owner, David, his father passed away when he was 6 years old. It's his father's dog tags that are on the label.
Wow, it's great.
Yeah. All the fruit comes from one of the top producers in Napa, Heidi Barrett. She's been known for making wines that are cult wines from California that sell for thousands of dollars. This wine was made specifically, all the fruit comes off of her property.
Wow.
You know, let me just say, it's so terrific that, you know, not only do you have these wonderful events in Northern Virginia that that help people learn about wine. And you're a businessman. Yeah. You've got a tremendous following out there. But when you do this and you give a little bit back, especially to veterans charities, which we are all about here on TMOS, it is so nice of you to do this, Brian. And this is an amazing wine.
This wine,
absolutely phenomenal.
This is the wine that sparked the entire what I was going to theme for this festival this year. I tasted this back in August. I was so blown away. I went home and I said, I got to figure out a way of making Wounded Warriors, veterans, a focal point for the holidays. So we teamed up. The next day, I teamed up with Toys for Tots. I teamed up with Dave at Honor Winery, and we teamed up with Luke's Wings shortly thereafter, and we put this whole thing together in 3 short months, and it's something I've wanted to do since I've opened the shop. As you know, from the moment I opened the shop, it's always about giving back. I've always wanted to do something with the Wounded Warrior program, and these guys have been awesome.
And
to
also
with.
To applaud you for one thing, as a small business owner, I love when you give back because you get the support from the audience, the audience or the clients.
You know how it works.
But when you give back, it's so great, mm-hmm. and your store is an absolute pleasure to go to. I brought my mom there a couple weeks ago, and she said it's like a carnival in there. It's just fun. You're nice. Everyone's nice. Yeah. They have everything you need, and it's really a great place to go.
That slipped.
Are you going to do your audio vault?
That slipped.
No, because from before the audio vault, Mike, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Your favorite audio feature.
Oh, that's right.
It's the Oscar Santana Challenge.
I'm ready.
I'm all in.
Oscar, can you name this closing? It's a closing TV theme, okay?
Interesting.
And here's a hint. This television show was in color.
I got it.
Wow. Do you really?
Yeah.
I think I know.
Mm. I got it.
Let him fail, and then I'll let you go.
Fail?
What is it?
It's I Dream of Jeannie.
No, I'm sorry.
The Love Boat?
That is not incorrect. No, it's not The Love Boat.
No, Carla. Anybody else in the room? Brian?
Looney Tunes? Cartoons?
No. Sorry.
It's I Love Lucy.
It's not. I'm sorry.
It's
the correct
not.
Answer is...
It ain't.
Here's Lucy.
Oh,
it's
the same damn
it's
thing.
It's not. This did not have as much fans.
It's the Lucille Ball Show.
Here's the announcer. Hi there.
Here's Lucy.
Hi there. Only 21 days till Christmas.
Lucille Ball.
I think this is the one with her kids.
Do I get a little credit for at least having
you
Lucy?
You should have gotten
half
that credit. It should have gone to the judges.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Oscar.
Starring Hale Gordon.
Okay.
All right. I get it.
All right, and now Oscar.
It.
Number two, Black and White.
Oh.
And I don't even know if this is available on broadcast TV anymore.
Oh, The Honeymooners.
Good guess, but not correct.
Anybody else?
Pink Panther.
Not the Pink Panther.
Carla's guesses.
That's a good guess.
Carla's guesses are actually making me
I'll
laugh.
I'll give you a hint. Robert Young.
It's a doctor show.
No, it's not. Jane Wyatt. Eleanor Donahue.
Father
Billy
Knows
Gray,
Best.
And Lauren Chapin.
Father Knows Best. Nice. Father Knows Best. And I would have gotten, I knew Robert Young before you gave me the hint.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and I thought somehow, but I would have had a doctor guess.
Now, Oscar has a chance on this one because this one is current. Still on the air, and one of my favorite shows on the air right now.
These are closings, right? Opening?
This is an open.
Is it a doctor show?
Kind of. Scientist show.
Oh, God. Is it a detective show?
There is detection involved.
Oh,
what does that
God.
Mean?
Do you have a guess?
No, I'm blanking.
Yeah.
Is it Bones?
It is Bones.
Oh!
Good call. And you know what's great?
Hell,
it's just so exciting Woo-hoo! That when you talk Bones and Father Knows Best and you talk Here's Lucy, do you know they're all available at Hulu Plus?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They are.
Dang, dang.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
So check it out if you can. Now, we talked about Nelson Mandela and rest in peace. I want to move on. This is... Do you remember the days at WAVA when your ratings were so high that every disc jockey was doing whatever they wanted to do? Like Jim Elliot would come in and do recipes?
Yeah.
This is happening right now.
It was a great time because the ability when you have those ratings to freeform and do what you want, which many of us now exist online because we have that freedom to do what we want, is makes for more entertaining
sometimes
shows,
sometimes
period.
It's good, sometimes it's not,
sometimes it's a disaster, absolutely, but the disasters can actually be fun too.
I'll try to say disaster
again.
When the talent spins out like they do on the program The Crowd Goes Wild, which is a sports show starring Regis Philbin, and he chooses to sing with Orlando NBA rookie Victor Oladipo, I think his name is. Oladipo.
I have no idea. Is it a basketball player?
Yeah, but he sings with Regis.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
This is the ball player, okay?
Only darkness every day.
What is this from? No,
this is Regis' new sports show.
Where is it?
I think it's on like Fox Sports 9.
Oh, God.
Crowd goes wild. Here, Regis will sing again with his weak, feeble voice.
Anytime she goes away.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Better than what Larry's doing.
Yeah, better. Yeah,
you're right.
Better Oscar's than what Larry's right. Doing. It is a tick above what Larry King is doing.
All right, and real quick, we run out of time. Bob Barker turns 90 next week, and he handles the paparazzi better than a man one-third his age.
How does it feel?
Yeah, how does it feel?
I'm excited about it. I only have to wait 10 years, and I'll be 100.
There you go. You don't miss that.
You know,
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
It takes a long time to become 90 years old.
I love Bob Barker.
You know, what is your birthday?
Friggin' love Bob Barker.
Well, I think at my age, I should wish for another day and another day and another day.
Class act.
Hey, you still think you could take Adam Sandler today?
Oh, Adam would be no problem. Adam couldn't whip Regis Philbin.
Adam couldn't whip Regis. Yeah.
How do you think the job that Drew Carey is doing?
How do I what?
Drew Carey, what do you think? How is he doing?
Oh, he's doing fine. Listen, he's kept the show on the air, and that's important to me because I'm still getting a royalty.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Nice. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That is Bob Barker rocks. That's
he's
a good
the best.
Way to end the week. I like that a lot. Brian Goeth here. You've got your big event coming up on the 13th and 14th. Tell us about it real quick.
20 wines on Saturday, 15 wines on Friday. Toys for Tots and Luke's Wings charity. Awesome. Dizzy Pig Barbecue will be there. Rhino Treat Cookies will be there. And we'll be there. Rob and Oscar will be there as well.
Cool. I want to remind everybody this weekend, please check out MikeOMaraShow.com for our yearly subscriptions. You will not only receive all bonus content, but also access to the entire show library. $69.99, the most bang for your TMOS entertainment buck. You save over 25% with the yearly subscription. You're already responding. We appreciate that. We'll see you next time on Monday. Have a safe weekend. Great bonus hour this week. We have psychotherapy and our year-end review. Have a great week. Again, bye-bye,
thanks,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
Hey, last thing. Don't forget to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the Mangrate banner for the $19.99 holiday special. Mangrates are the grill enhancement system that will have you grilling like a pro for under $20. But you got to click that Mangrate banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. So do it, and do it now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.